Welcome, everyone, to Woman of Grace this morning. I thank all of you who are joining in with me today. Today is going to be a little different. I usually have a message, but today I'm going to share a testimony. Our testimonies are good to share, and all of us have them. You just got to know when to share them and, you know, how to share them, but you know, God gives us these testimonies for a reason. It's to edify and glorify who He is. And, you know, when we share what we've been through with others, you know, it shows the grace of God and how awesome His love is for us. And when people hear our testimonies, you know, they sometimes can think, wow, you know, if this God can do that for them, you know, then He can do that for me. And, you know, our testimonies draw people in to Christ, whether we know that or not. And that's why God gives them to us. That's why God allows us to go through certain things that we go through so that, you know, we can go out and share with the lost what He has done for us. So today I'm going to share a testimony with you guys, and it's going to cover quite a few things that, you know, God made me see and how He used me and a few other things in it. So if you will just have an open heart and open ears to what I'm going to share with you here, and, you know, maybe to touch your heart that, you know someone that's been in a similar situation, and, you know, you can go share it with them. You know, it don't have to be your testimony. It can be something that you heard, you know, someone else's testimony. But if you have one, I do urge you to share it with others. So let's say a quick prayer before we get into the testimony and welcome God in. And just bear with me for just a moment while I say a prayer, please. Heavenly Father, I welcome you in today, Lord God, that you be with me as I share the testimony that you have placed on my life, Father God, the things that you allowed me to go through, and the things that you allow me to see as I was going through it, Father God, and you know how your grace was just poured out upon me, and others that were involved in this testimony, Father God, I just thank you, we praise you, and I pray, God, that you touch the hearts of all the listeners today, Father God, that their testimony, they can get up and walk out with it, Father God, that it may glorify and edify who you are and your great love for everyone. And we just thank you, Father God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and we give you thanks, Father God, for all that you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Okay, this is my testimony, some of the things that I had to walk through. I've got like 50 years worth of testimonies, but this one has really just been placed on my heart by God to share through this through the station with you today. So as I get started, just open your hearts and open your ears to what you're about to hear, and I pray that it, you know, be a blessing to you, and that you can know where your comforter is at anything that you're going through in the time of your need through any situation. So I'll get started here. Back in the summer of 2005, we had left the Gainesville where we were living and moved up to Calhoun. So within 3 or 4 months after being there, you know, I was getting ready to go to church one morning with the landlord, because I didn't even set out to go to church up there, and heard that they were going to church, so I wanted to go with them. I've been a believer in Christ and in God, a follower. I will not say that I was a total follower at the time, but I did love God and I, you know, believed in Jesus. But in 2005, I was stricken with an incurable disease, which was, you know, almost for 2 years. No doctor could tell me what I had. You know, I didn't have any kind of diagnosis. But, you know, my whole body was consumed with this disease inside and out. You know, I suffered unbearable pains with this. And, you know, I was just in so much agony on an everyday basis with no relief, you know, in my near future. It just seemed like, you know, it was over. You know, I was done with. I wasn't getting any better. Didn't have no name for whatever it was. You know, and no medications. But anyway, my skin, it was rashed from head to toe. You know, my whole body was like a ball of fire, just yearning for one drop of water. You know, the fury of this rash was melting my skin daily. It was just like my skin was just melting off. You know, I looked like a hot bowl of oatmeal, just, you know, dripping off my entire body daily. This would happen for quite some time, for a very long time. So, you know, and then the summer of 2006, after seeing so many doctors and still with, you know, no diagnosis, you know, I'm tired. My body is just wore out. You know, I felt like, you know, inside, I just could not, you know, go on anymore. I was so tired mentally and physically, and it got to the point that I tried to commit suicide. But only did I, you know, just spend days in the hospital, you know, from that, and it didn't really serve no purpose, because after trying to commit suicide, I still had the pain, I still had the agony. I still had my skin was so rashed, and, you know, it burnt. It was on fire daily. So suicide really served, it didn't even serve me no purpose to even attempt suicide, because I came right back out to the same problems, or the pains and the sufferings that I was going through before I even tried it. But I, you know, and I also, in that time, I give up on God. You know, I could not figure out why, you know, my body was turning against me, and, you know, why God wasn't, you know, telling me, or, you know, what was wrong with me. And for one thing, I mean, I got no answers from the doctor. So, you know, and I just totally gave up on God. You know, I threw God out. He was, you know, He wasn't saving me. You know, I was tired of praying to a God that wasn't, you know, wasn't answering. That, you know, I felt in my, you know, that He wasn't there. But in the fall of 2006, you know, I get sent to a doctor, and within a few weeks, you know, she comes back with, she does bunches of blood work, and within a few weeks, she comes back, and I finally get a name of what, you know, my body is faced against, and comes to find out, I had lupus. Lupus is an autoimmune disorder. It is where that your own cells attacks your own body. It's hard for them to differentiate if the good cells are attacking the bad cells or the bad cells attacking the good cells. But either way, this disease was killing my body. You know, it was draining me inside and out. It was just, it had just consumed me within 2 years. You know, I was just felt like I was done. I was over. It was over with. You know, and for a year and a half, it was difficult for me to take showers. You know, because of the water intensified the burning of my raw skin from, you know, the rash melting my skin away. The pain from the water just was excruciating pain. So, you know, it was hard for me to take a shower, and, you know, my face, my whole body was swollen, I mean, to the extreme that the inflammation in my face, it caused me to lose my eyesight for a long time because my face was so swollen. You know, I could not see. I couldn't see where I was going, or I couldn't see anything. I had, you know, very peaks of light that would come through. But as far as being able to literally see, I could not see because my face was so swollen. You know, and I couldn't wear clothes. I would pretty much just lay flat on my stomach, you know, with my hands and stretched out for no cloth or anything would touch me. I just could not stand my skin to be touched, you know. It was hard to move, get up, go to the bathroom, just literally hard to do everyday basic living needs for myself, you know, and I was just really literally dying mentally and physically. You know, I had a diagnosis, but I was still getting no relief because the medications that the doctor had tried me on, we went on medications after medications, but for months and months, we tried different types of medication, and nothing was working. I know for about a year, every medicine that I took, it was just different side effects. Nothing was straightening out my immune system. My body kept attacking my own my cells, and you know, it was just fighting against my own body is what it was doing. But one night I was asleep, and I was kind of awake, but while everyone else was asleep, and you know, me dozing in and out, you know, I was woke up by a what I thought surely was just going to be the end of me. Pain, unbearable pain, worse than I've ever felt through this whole experience that I've been going through already. It struck my entire, every joint in my entire body. You know, it could, I could not, you know, carry myself anywhere to get out of bed. I could not move. It was, you know, I was just froze. I was, it just froze me, you know, right dead in my tracks. I just could not move. It's like I was paralyzed, you know. But I got, you know, I got the pain, but, you know, I could feel the pain, but I was so, I guess, paralyzed to it because, you know, my body was froze. This pain was so cruciating that it totally paralyzed me. And this went on for hours. I mean, hours. I could see the peaks of the sunlight coming in through the window, and I remember it kind of easing off. But I mean, after hours of this pain through every joint in my body, and I mean, to the point that I couldn't move. I was just literally paralyzed. You know, and ever since that night, from that night on, that same pain would attack my body. You know, around the same time, every night it would come at the same time, you know, and for months this went on. And again, I was, you know, just done. I couldn't live like this anymore. I was tired. You know, so I tried suicide again, you know, and no success. You know, I only have, I got my stomach pumped that time, and then spent several more days in the hospital, you know, so suicide to me was really not an option because I've tried this mates twice, the second time, and it wasn't successful. So suicide was just not something that was going to happen. But, you know, I was still so angry with God. I still had questions. You know, how could, you know, a loving God allow so much pain and agony on one person? You know, and the night that the pain kept coming, I even made a poem about that, about the pains that I would get in the middle of the night like that. And I called it My Demons of the Night. You know, I knew the hour every night that this pain was coming to consume my body, you know, so I'd lay and I'd wait, and as it came, you know, and ruled over every inch of my body, I cried out inside that, you know, it would just take me out. For hours, it would, you know, ride every joint and paralyze every muscle, you know, with no sign of remorse of its effect on my body. As I lay paralyzed, feeling the wrath of this furies, you know, in my body, you know, I see the sun rise, you know, and then, you know, when I get a peek of that sun, it was like the demon just, and I called it the demon of the night. You know, it's like it just, it went away. The minute the sun would come through that window, the pain would stop. This demon would just go back to its own place until the next time, which, you know, would only be just hours away because it will get dark again. I will have to go to bed again, you know, and to live with that daily, to know what I was faced against each night I laid down to go to sleep, it was terrifying to me. It was really heartbreaking inside to know that that is what I faced. You know, and I'll go ahead and stop right there because I really want to say something about that. You know, as I go back to how could God, I was so angry with God, wondering how He could put so much pain on one person, so much agony on one person. You know, and when I think about the way I said that, it's like, you know, God sent Jesus here for a whole world. I mean, if you think about it, there's 7 billion people plus in the whole world. And Jesus being one man, He came and suffered a brutal death, you know, like He did. One man for 7 billion plus people. You know, so for me to say the way I said it, it really caught my attention, and it really made me think deep inside of my heart what Jesus actually went through because of what I felt in my own body with those demons attacking me throughout my whole body, the pain, the agony that Jesus felt. You know, He was one person. Going through all that for a for everybody, for this whole world. And, you know, I'm just one person, and I question God to how He can put so much pain and agony on one person. You know, it's the love of God that brought Jesus here. It was the love of God for people that brought Jesus here. And Jesus, you know, He went through all that agony and did not say a word. He did not complain whatsoever. And it just makes me wonder, if Jesus went through what He went through, you know, and then here I am laying here in all this pain and wondering, you know, why? You know, why am I going through this? How can God do this? And then I think about what God did, you know, through Jesus for all of us. You know, Jesus took this pain and suffering with no complaints whatsoever. So, and I know that's hard. It's hard in the flesh. It is. I know it's very hard in the flesh not to complain about pain. But, you know, if we put Jesus above the pain and realize that, you know, everything that He went through was for us. It was for us. And there is a reason for it. And God will never leave us or forsake us through no amount of pain or anything that we go through. But anyway, back to the testimony. You know, every day when the rising with the sun, and I rose with the sun. You know, and it freed me from the demons at night. And you know, it just to be sociable. I didn't want to be sociable, and it made me struggle during the day to walk or to move. You know, it was hard to eat or breathe, but, you know, with every sunrise, you know, I seen it was another day, but, you know, to me, it was another day of wondering, why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to suffer? You know, but in 2007, my nephew, who I love dearly, you know, he was my heart. He had my heart. He had a bad accident, an automobile accident, which resulted in the loss of his legs. And after months of being in the hospital, you know, he wasn't doing well. They really didn't expect him to live But, you know, every, he stayed, you know, but I struggled every day to drag myself to Atlanta to be with him. You know, through my pain and everything, I pressed on. I pressed on for this kid who was laying there on his deathbed, you know. And then, you know, one day he just starts approving, you know, just after months of being in this coma, not knowing if he's going to live or die, you know, he starts approving. And, you know, weeks after that, you know, he's ready to come home. You know, the doctor's like, you're like, wow, you know, this is, you know, it's not normal for, you know, somebody to be in a coma like this and, you know, with no hope, no chance of living to, you know, come straight out of that coma like he did, you know, and then, you know, be ready to go home weeks later. But, you know, here this is a young man who was, you know, just beat his own death and was going to need a 24/7, you know, help. But yeah, you know, he had no home to call home. And then that's another part of the story. That was his testimony, not mine. So I'm not privileged to give that. You know, I'm fighting my own demons and illnesses. But, you know, I open my home and my heart to this kid. I bring him in and I give him my all. You know, I help him bathe when I couldn't even bathe myself. I fed him when I couldn't even feed myself. I clothed him when I couldn't clothe myself. You know, but my heart was for this kid. I laid me down, you know, so that I could see him rise up. You know, in the winter of 2007, I'm becoming weaker and weaker. You know, trying to push on and press on to make sure that he has everything that he needs to overcome and, you know, get strong again after his accident. But, you know, I was just so wore out. You know, I was trying to, you know, help him, you know, get through everything he was going through. But, you know, I was still fighting the demons, you know, every night that, you know, I struggled during the day to help him. At night, I still fought those demons, the demon of pain that would just take over my body every night. But I had something, you know, I had something that was precious to me. You know, I had to get up and I had to count the cost for this kid. You know, his life was more precious than gold to me. You know, and I was not going to let him just, you know, fall by the wayside. He was young. He had a life ahead of him. You know, and God pulled him through this automobile accident the way he did after being in the coma and, you know, just all of a sudden start recovering. And within 2 or 3 weeks, you know, he's fully recovered. He's totally recovered. And, you know, God, he did that for this kid. And this kid became my reason. You know, he became my strength. You know, he was growing stronger every day. You know, he was doing more and more for himself. But before I knew it, you know, this kid was helping me through my struggles. You know, he knew I was physically weak. He also knew how great my love for him was. And, you know, one time that he could help me, he did. You know, he knew it was his time to show his love for me, you know, by seeing me through my pains that he knew I was going through regardless of, you know, what I had to do for him. I pressed on, and now it was his time to press on and help me. And whatever this kid could do, he would do it, you know. He started bathing himself. He started clothing himself. He would even, you know, go around the house picking things up, cleaning. He would cooking. You know, he was just things that that he could do, that he would do. Once he was capable and able of doing them, he did it. He pressed on. You know, he just moved forward. And in the string of 2008, you know, me and him was outside. It was a nice spring day. I remember this well, sitting on the porch and, you know, just talking about old times. And he asked me, he says, Auntie, why don't you love God anymore? You know, and I kind of like jerked my head around and looked at him and, you know, I said back to him, you know, why don't you love, you know, why don't you believe in God at all? Because he used to be atheist. He did not believe in heaven or hell. He didn't believe in God, Jesus, or the devil. He just believed it is what it is, that this is the world and that's the way the world is. So, and I thought about that when he asked me that, and that's why I asked him, why don't you believe in God at all? You know, and he says to me, why should I love a God that does this to me? Look at me. Why should I love a God that would allow this to happen to me? You know, and me going through what I was going through with, you know, my body looking like it is inside and out, feeling the pain and the agony, I look and I respond back to him by saying, why should I keep loving a God that would allow this to happen to me? You know, and he looks around at me, and I'm still looking at him, and tears just start coming from our eyes. You know, we begin to weep together. And it was that moment that we felt the Spirit, you know, just fall down upon both of us, and we begin to weep. And the kid says, he wants to know Jesus. And, you know, I told him, well, I want to love him again. You know, so he receives Jesus Christ, and I give my life back to Christ. So God knew what he was doing right here. He knew that I needed to be brought back to him, and he knew this kid needed to find him. And both of us had disabilities, and he put those disabilities together. And he put me and that kid together. And he worked out the, you know, us receiving, coming back to Christ and receiving Christ through each other. You know, this kid wanted to know Christ. And in order for me to share Christ with him, I had to be brought back to Christ. So, and that's how God worked that out. God brought me back to Christ so this kid could receive Christ. And he used our disabilities to connect us. Because you know, no matter how weak and how disabled I was, this kid had my heart. And God knew it. God knew this kid had my heart. He knew there was nothing that I would not do for this kid, come hell or high water. There was nothing I wouldn't do for this child. So, and that was why God put us together, because God knew I was going to be fair for him, and God was going to use me for his salvation, and God was going to use him to bring me back to salvation. You know, when I got sick in 2005, I prayed all the time for healing. I turned to God, you know, I asked him, God, please return to me, you know, restore what, you know, has been torn down in my body, restore it. I pleaded with God to heal me for over a year or so, and, you know, I'm still sick. I give up. I turned away from God, you know, and I just decided I wasn't going to pray to a God that wasn't helping me. So, you know, and at the end of the last 2 years, after I got diagnosed, God shows me, you know, he was there no matter the sufferings, how much suffering or agony I had to go through. You know, he never left me. You know, and as a matter of fact, God's grace uses me in a mighty way to, you know, draw this child, this kid in, this boy that, you know, he loved and he needed him to be close to him. You know, so God used me right there, and it to me is such a blessing to be used in that way by God. And then a year after I got, after the disease, you know, I was told what I had, then the treatment began, and that right there was number one. God's grace was just efficient right there, because I suffered for so long with no diagnosis. You know, and then getting into the right doctor. God sent me to that right doctor that was going to tell me what was wrong with me and get me on the right track of healing me. So, you know, setting me up with this doctor and getting me on the medications was God's grace shown to me, number one. You know, the pain and everything, it intensifies, you know, within the year from getting sick. But, you know, it's all God. I had to see God in the midst of it. And when God put me and this kid together and did what he did through us and our disabilities, you know, I just don't believe, I can't believe that, you know, I turned from God and, you know, rebelled against him like I did. Because I love God. I love Jesus. I know my salvation comes through Jesus. I know my healing comes from Jesus. And I know it was by the grace of God that all that was possible through Christ Jesus. You know, God changes things dramatically through pain. And, you know, he shows us, say like with me, when, you know, the demons of the night would attack my body and then a few hours I would see the sun shine. You know, God was showing me that the sun will shine on me every morning. You know, he gets he got me through the painful night, you know, that I laid there battling this demon of pain and, you know, suicide attempts. You know, God showed me there. It's not yet, you know, it's not my time. He has plans for me. And plans for my life, and I wasn't going to interfere in his will for my life. You know, God had something that he needed me to do, and, you know, and suicide wasn't going to be an option. You know, but in 2007, you know, my nephew, this kid that I took care of, you know, he was... He ended up passing away, but you know, God's plan for me was to care for this kid, and this kid was my purpose. And God wasn't you know, letting no illness or no suicide, you know, stand in the way of that. God's plan for me was to care for this kid, and it was also God's plan for this kid to care for me. So, you know, because of our conversation on the porch that day, put my name back into the Lamb's Book of Life, and it added his. So, you know, we both was united with Christ Jesus sitting on that porch that morning. You know, God shows us why, you know, he puts us together the way he did. See, he was made alive, you know, and I was reborn. This kid walked with Jesus. He lived for Jesus, you know, and Jesus gave him the ability to physically walk again. And to me, this kid was a walking, physical, spiritual, walking young man. You know, he rose up from that bed, and, you know, Jesus gave him life. Because he knew he needed salvation. He knew, Jesus knew that this kid needed him, and it wasn't time for him to go yet. But, you know, and I carry on, with my illness, for 6 years, and still, you know, full of pain, many sufferings, but I walk it out with Jesus. I know by his stripes, and his blood shed on the cross, that, you know, I am healed. Today is 10 years later, you know, and I think about the times that I question, you know, asking God, how would you put so much pain and agony on one person? And, you know, I think I explained that earlier, but, you know, when I think about that, I think about Jesus. You know, everything he did suffer, like the 39 lashes, you know, and those lashes, those whips at the end of them, you know, they had pieces of bone fragments or metal fragments attached to the ends of them that they lashed him with. And he stood there and he took 39 lashes from those that whip, ripping his skin into, you know, shreds. You know, and then not to mention the crown of thorns that they had placed on top of his head, you know, pressing it down so hard that it would poke into his head or cut his head. You know, his head was bleeding, blood running down his face, you know, and his side that they pierced, you know, they was put the pierce up through his side to make sure that, you know, he was dead. You know, so they rammed that in his side, you know, and the nails being hammered through his bones and muscles and the nerves in his hands and feet. You know that it had to hurt to have something like that just driving down in your skin, grazing bones and ripping muscles and tendons. You know, Jesus suffered all that for us. You know, and I think I suffered all that pain that I did for only me until this kid came along, you know, and then it was me and him, you know. But Jesus suffered. He suffered for 7 billion people, including you and I, you know, and I wanted to die. You know, I wanted to escape that pain that I was going through, the agony that I was feeling in my body, you know. But Jesus, he took he took his pain. He took all that pain so that I could live, you know, and he took the pain so that you can live also. He done it for the world. He done it for everyone. You know, he bore every stripe for us, and he did it with no complaints. Not one word come out of his mouth. Not one rebellious word come out of his mouth. Not one groaning or yearning or, you know, negative word. He said nothing. And today, you know, I think that we all should be very, very thankful, you know, for what Jesus did. You know, and we should show our love in what Jesus did. And we should show it in praise and in honor, you know, and not in complaining. You know, that's all the testimony. Like I said, I have so many more testimonies, but that one there just really touched my heart because when I think about it, I think about what Jesus did for me, all the pain and suffering that I went through. I think about the pain and suffering that Jesus went through. And when I do, you know, think back about this testimony, what Jesus did for me is automatically in my mind. It just totally takes the place of the pain and suffering that I felt in my own body to think about what Jesus, you know, did for me, that I don't have to go through that, you know. We just got to believe it in our hearts that Jesus come into the world for you and I. You know, to be saved and to give us the deliverance over the illnesses, the pains and the sufferings. You know, anything that comes against us, Jesus took care of it. It's paid for, all in full. You know, he paid the full price for everything that may come against you. But anyways, I do pray that this testimony touched your heart in some way, that maybe it was for you, or maybe that you go share it with someone that's, you know, been through some kind of similar situation, or just a testimony period, because our testimonies are powerful. They are are meant for us to share with people, and you know, it edifies God, it glorifies Him, and it gives Him it makes Him well pleased in us, you know, to share with people what He has done for us, you know, what He has overcome for us. So get off that testimony and go share it with a friend, a neighbor, a loved one. You know, just get off of it. Speak up. Share it. It could save a life. It could save a soul. So y'all have a blessed day. Thanks for joining in.